So, Carla,
what in the world is going on? Portia Williams is still trending, you know, due to her recent engagement announcement to Simon Gobadia. Is that how you say
it?
Gobadia. Gobadia.
Gobadia.
Gobadia.
Gobadia.
Gobadia.
Gobadia.
Gobadia. Simon Gobadia. Okay, so we got to talk about this. How about a special, Carla? Let's do this. A special reality update report.
Oh,
right,
you bought that? All right,
yes, about
me.
That life. Come on, Tommy.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a brand new, it's a Wednesday going on, but we got a special alert because guess what? It's reality update with the one and only Carla Farrell.
Thank you,
coming
nephew.
In
I
hot.
Love it. Yeah, I got Shirley coming in hot every time.
I live for that. You know it.
Yes. Okay, so check this out. Portia Williams trending all over social media yesterday, honey. They are dragging your girl. So basically, if you missed it, in case you missed it, here's what happened. I don't know how you missed it, but this is what went down. You know, Portia, on the show, during the show, Real Housewives of Atlanta, you know, the season is over, but on the show, she basically introduced this girl. Her name is Fallon, and she was a friend of the show. Portia went over her house with her husband there, kicked it, pool party, swimming, did all of this. Then
that's
the next
one where they all jumped in the pool.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
so
she
this
came
past
on the
season.
Show. Yeah, Fallon came on the show, Carla. You're right, as Portia's friend, right?
As her friend on the show. Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes. This past
keep
season.
Going. What happened?
So anyway, so fast forward, the season's over, you know, all the stuff that went down on the crazy season. Portia posts a picture of her and Simon, Fallon's husband, and says that they are engaged. Crazy in love. That they've been dating for a month. Yes, a month. Come on, Tommy.
What?
Hey, life is short, baby. Life is short, okay?
What?
Yes.
Don't let grass grow under your feet. Keep it cracking.
Yes.
You can't let people in your house.
You hear me. You hear me. So this woman has announced that she is engaged to this man, that they are crazy in love. She posted a picture of her current fiancé with her ex-fiancé. She just ended that engagement, and that is her baby daddy, Dennis. Mm-hmm. They hanging out together. She talking about grown man stuff.
Grown man stuff?
What?
See, that's what makes it, to me, seem like it's for TV. You know, they're going to make a show out of it or, you
well,
know,
she
something.
Is. Bravo announced, Shirley, to jump in before we run out of time, that she is getting a spinoff about her life, a show about her life. So now everybody is like, you doing this for the coins, where the money reside? Why are you doing this? But it's just, it's dead wrong. She broke girl code. The girl code never, ever.
I ain't trying to start nothing, but this is how you get your ass whipped. This right here. I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to start nothing. Out swimming with them, and now you with they man. Wait a minute, boo.
How did we get
here?
Oh,
and Fallon, she posted something on social media just basically telling everybody, thank you for the support. She good, but she's finalizing her divorce. Her divorce ain't even final yet.
Yeah, and they were married for 2 years. All right.
I hope she get everything and the pool. I hope she get it all.
All right, come on, Steve. It's that time for headlines. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good morning. This is Ann Tripp, and here's the news. With Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu charged with corruption and not able to put together a new coalition government right now, rocket attacks continue between the Israelis and Palestinians. Hamas still launching rockets at Israel across the Gaza Strip. The Israelis retaliating with airstrikes. At least 43 people have been killed in Gaza, including 13 children. In a Jewish state, at least 5 deaths reported, including 3 women and a child. The company that owns a major fuel pipeline in the southeastern part of the U.S. Colonial Pipeline says it hopes to restore all operations by the end of the week. In the meantime, analysts say the gas prices in the region could go up by like 3 to 7 cents per gallon next week because of the hacking and the brief shutdown. Patrick Johann from the website Gas Buddy says he hopes skittish car owners don't aggravate things.
Motorists in some cases are
making the situation worse by panicking and hoarding gasoline.
And authorities say, please don't do that. You don't have to. Colonial says they'll be up and running again, normally again, in just a matter of days. The states affected right now with panic buying, Georgia, Tennessee, Southern Virginia, and the Carolinas. Colonial says the pipeline will be back soon. The family of Andrew Brown Jr., the unarmed black man shot and killed by cops in North Carolina last month, were allowed to see 20 minutes of the police body cam yesterday. According to court documents, approximately 2 hours of footage actually exists in total from five body cameras. However, the Superior Court claims the rest of it does not pertain to Mr. Brown's case. Andrew Brown's family says what they saw right after his death showed him with his hands on his wheel, on the wheel, outside his home with one officer shooting him execution style in the back of the head, the others shooting him. Community activists want to see all the videotape. Meanwhile, in Georgia, three white men brought before a judge on federal hate crime charges. They accuse of cornering, cutting off, and shooting and killing a black jogger named Ahmed Arbery, 25-year-old man merely jogging through their neighborhood in the town of Brunswick. They accuse him of stealing something from a house along the way that's under construction. Video shows he didn't steal anything. He just cupped his hands to get a drink of water. Greg McMichael, his adult son Travis, as well as a third guy named William Bryan, all set to go on trial in state court on murder charges in October. Republicans in the House of Representatives set to formally vote to remove Wyoming's Liz Cheney from her post as House GOP conference chairwoman today for no other reason, apparently, than the fact that Cheney won't toe the line and continue claiming that the last presidential election was fraudulent and that Donald Trump really won. She said she's not going to lie about that, and Republicans need to stop lying to everybody else. Finally, a new poll says that a majority of Americans blame social media sites like Facebook and Twitter for dividing the country and for generally making people much less sociable. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.